إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل دلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. All praises due to Allah, we laud Him, we extol Him, in Him we seek help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah Ta'ala from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one will be able to lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one will be able to guide them. And I publicly bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He is alone, He has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His abd and His rasul, His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear, and do not die except as Muslims in the state of Islam. O human beings, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, and that one soul is me. And from the two of them, countless men and women spread abroad in multitudes. Remember the wombs that bore you, keep the family relations that you have among you. For surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a raqib or a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and say that which is correct and right. Allah will repay your deeds for you and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, they have achieved the greatest of all victories. As to what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his sunnah. And the worst of all affairs in this deen of ours are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter is an innovation. Every innovation is a going astray, and every astray is in the hellfire. We all know, brothers and sisters in Islam, that everything that we receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the rizq, from the provisions and the sustenance that Allah sends down to us, it has already been written that we're going to get it. And there is nothing that we receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless it is written. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sends down the provisions for us, whether it is food, whether it is clothing, whether it is shelter, whether it is wives or husbands, whether it is children, whether it is money, no matter what it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already had it written before we were created. 50,000 years before the creation was created, every single grain of rice, every single drop of water, every single stitch of clothing, every child that you have has already been determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing you can do about it. It has already been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, حدثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الصادق المصدوق. He said, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has narrated to us, and he is al-sadiq and he is al-masduq. The messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم is sadiq. He is the one who is extremely truthful. He speaks nothing but the truth, and he is the one who is masduq, the one who must be believed in as telling the truth at all times. We have to believe that he is al-sadiq and al-masduq. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he said that the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ يُجْمَعُ خَلْقُهُ بِبَطْنِ أُمِّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ يَوْمًا نُصْفًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one of you, indeed one of you, is combined or gathered in the womb في بطن أمه أربعين يوما نطفة. That he is formed in the womb or the stomach of his mother for 40 days. For 40 days. That we are in the womb of our mothers. This is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of us. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثُمَّ يَكُونُ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ ثُمَّ يَكُونُ عَلَقَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. Then we become an alaqa. We become this clutch like creature. Something like that. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ مِضْغَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. Then we become a lump of flesh. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And no one knew about this before the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ يُرْسَلُ إِلَيْهِ الْمَلَكُ فَيَنْفُخُ فِيهِ رُوحٍ وَيُؤْمَرُ بِأَرْبَعَ كَلِمَاتٍ بِكَتْبِ رِزْقِهِ وَعَمَلِهِ وَأَجْلِهِ وَعَمَلِهِ وَشَقِيٍّ وَسَعِيدٍ. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that an angel is sent to the mother's belly, to your mother's belly, to my mother's belly. An angel is sent to our mother's bellies and wombs, and they are commanded to write down four things. بِكَتْبِ رِزْقِهِ. He is to write down the things that we will be provided with. The things that will sustain us, the things that we will be provided with is written in our mother's womb with us. And our livelihood, and the time that we're going to stay on this earth. And if we're going to be شَقِيٌّ أَوْ سَعِيدٌ. If we're going to be wretched, meaning going to the hellfire, وَلِعَذُ بِاللَّهِ. May Allah protect us from the hellfire. Ameen. Or we're going to be سَعِيد. If we're going to be happy, meaning that we're going to go to Jannah, and may Allah give all of us Jannah. Ameen. So every single thing that we are going to get, there's no way that we're going to get it unless it is already written by Allah. Every single grain of rice, every bean, every lentil, every drop of juice and water, every stitch of clothing has already been determined. There's nothing you can do about it. But in addition to this, the means to get the rizq, the means, the methodology, al-asbab al-mashru'a, the legal ways to gain the rizq of Allah, the provision of Allah, the sustenance of Allah is also written. What you're going to get is written, and the way you're going to get it is also written. There are some ways, according to the book of Allah and the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will enable us to gain the rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many ways that are mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah, and of them, the first of them is taqwa Allah wal iman bihi. It is taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to know how to get the rizq from Allah, which is already decreed and written, and if you want to know how to increase on your rizq without going through the haram ways to get it, like gambling and stealing and lying and cheating and robbing, if you want to know how to get the rizq from Allah the legal way, then fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever fears Allah the way he should be feared, whoever has taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make an exit for them. Allah will make a way out for them. And he will provide for them from a place they can't even imagine or they wouldn't even expect to be provided for. So if we want to have provision from Allah and we want to have an increase of the provision, if you want to know the reason why your wife won't get pregnant, why you've been waiting for 5 and 10 and 15 years, your wife won't get pregnant, or why you can't get that good job, or why you keep getting short means, then fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in him correctly. This is one of the ways that we can gain the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever fears Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an exit for them and provide for them from his bounty from a place they have no expectation. And one of the other ways that we can gain the rizq of Allah, the provision and the sustenance of Allah, and an increase on what Allah is going to give us, is al-istighfar. Is seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us an increase of wealth, of children, of provisions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا فأخذناهم لفتحناهم عليهم فلتحناهم عليهم بالبركات من السماء والأرض. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if the people of the villages, if the people of the towns only believed and feared Allah, we would have opened for them the barakat from the heavens and the earth. وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا. But the people be lied and they disbelieved. The people be lied and they disbelieved in what? They disbelieved and belied that which was revealed to them from their Lord. And they disbelieved and belied in the messengers. وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. So Allah says, we seize them because of what they earn. So if we want to have an increase on what we gain from Allah, then we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever seeks the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them an increase on the things that He provides them with. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith collected by Imam Muslim, من أكثر الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل هم فرجا ومن كل ضيق مخرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever increases on the istighfar, saying astaghfirullah, 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 as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, 70 or more to 100 times a day, he used to seek the forgiveness of Allah. Whoever increases on their saying astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, or making any type of istighfar, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for them from every source of sorrow that they have, and every anxiety and sadness that they have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them relief from that sorrow and that depression and that anxiety and that grief. And in addition to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they have straightened means, they have a straightened situation, if they make istighfar, they ask Allah's forgiveness, and they make tawbah to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a makhraj for them, a way out. And in addition to this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he will provide for them from a place they have no expectation. So if we want to have an increase on our means, if we want to have an increase on our risk, then we should make istighfar as much as we can. We should seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will give us ziyada. He will give us an increase on our provision and our sustenance. Another one of the ways that we can gain provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain ziyada, gain an increase on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined for us to get, is silatul rahm, is to keep the family relations, is to keep the close relations to your family, your kith and kin. If you want to have an increase on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to provide you with, then you to make sure that you keep the ties of relationship with you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَنْ يُبْسَطَ لَهُ فِي رِزْقِهِ وَأَنْ يُنْفَأَ لَهُ فِي أَثَرِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever desires that their provision be expanded, whoever desires and is pleased with the fact that his provision be expanded and be widened, you need some more money, you need some more clothes, you need children, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever's pleased to have that situation, then he should do what? He should فَلْيَصُلْ رَحِيلَهُ. Then he should keep the family ties close. Then he should keep the relations he has between his relatives. And this doesn't mean just the Muslim relatives. If the person wants an elongation, if they want augmentation of their very lifespan on the earth, then they should keep the family ties that they have. This is with the Muslim family and with the Kafir family. And silatul rahm, keeping family ties, is done by money. It's done by assisting your family when they're in need. It's done by having a cheerful face when you go to visit them, that you smile even though they are Mormon, even though they're Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventist. They're your family. They're your blood. If you go and you smile, or if you assist them, بِالْعَوْنَ عَلَى الْحَاجَةِ, when they have some need,
if you do anything of good for them and defend them from any harm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your rizq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more food and more clothing just by keeping the ties of relation with your family. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man wala wa ba'd. In addition to these things, brothers and sisters in Islam, those things that will enable us to gain the rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain the provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain the sustenance that is already written in Lawh al-Mahfuz, in the preserved tablet, to gain an increase on those things, we should also make a tawakkul ala Allah. We should put our ultimate dependency and trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we put our ultimate dependency on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give us the risk and He will widen it. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما رزق كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماصا وتروح فطالا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you were to rely and put your ultimate dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the correct type of tawakkul, with the correct type of dependence on Allah, not the type of dependence that people beg from others, but the dependence that you put on Allah the way you should, the right dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will provide for you the way He provides for the birds, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَغْضُوا خِمَاصًا يعني تَغْضُوا شِيَاعًا, that they leave their nest in the beginning of the day, in the early morning, hungry. وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا, meaning they come back at the end of the day شِبَاعًا, satisfied, with their bellies full. So if we want to have some provision from Allah and have it increased, then we should put our ultimate dependence and trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way that we should depend on Him. Not the way that people have done in the past and some people do in today. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw a man who was sitting in the masjid begging, not going out to work, not trying to find a means for livelihood with his own hands, which is the best way for us to gain the sustenance from Allah. He saw a man just sitting there begging. He asked him, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm the one of the mutawakkilun. I'm one of the people who put their trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Umar said, "No, you're not one of the mutawakkilun. You're one of the muta'akilun. You're not one of the people who put their trust and dependency on Allah. You're one of the people who eat from the people. Go and get a job. Go work." So we put our dependency on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the rizq. He'll give us the provision. He'll give us the sustenance. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw the man coming to the masjid and he left his camel untied, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Aren't you going to tie it?" He said, "I put my trust in Allah. I put my trust in Allah." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I'qilha wa tawakkal." He said, "Tie your camel and trust in Allah. Tie your camel and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So if we want to have provision, and we want to have ziyada, we want to have an increase on what Allah has already decreed for us to get, then one of the ways to do it is to put our ultimate dependency on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In addition to this, brothers and sisters in Islam, if we want to have provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and an increase, then we should follow up umrah with hajj, and hajj with umrah. تَابِعُ الْحَجْ بَيْنَ الْعُمْرَةِ. We should follow up the hajj with the umrah and follow up umrah with the hajj continuously. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَابِعُ الْحَجْ وَالْعُمْرَةِ تَابِعُ الْحَجْ بَيْنَ الْعُمْرَةِ فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْسِيَانِ الْفَقْرَ وَالْظُنُوبِ كَمَا يَنْسِي الْكِيرُ خَبَثَ الْحَدِيدِ وَالْذَهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَلَيْسَ لِلْحَجِّ فِي الْمَبْرُورَةِ ثَوَابٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ أو كما قاله عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, follow up hajj with the umrah. Make them as much as you can. For surely the two of them cancels out poverty and sin. It wipes out poverty and sin. You want to have more riches from Allah? You want to have more sustenance from Allah? Then take that money and don't go to the Bahamas. Take that money and go make an Umrah. Come back and then go again. Go for Hajj and Umrah. Take that money that you saved and go make a Hajj and an Umrah as Allah says in His book. وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ And complete the Hajj and the Umrah for Allah. If you do this, the Prophet ﷺ said that if you follow up the Hajj with the Umrah, it will wipe out faqr and zunub. It will wipe out poverty and sin. The way that the blacksmith and his bellows, when he's heating up the furnaces, the way that it smelts and does away with all the impurities in iron, in gold and in silver. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and there is no reward for an accepted Hajj illa al-Jannah, except paradise. So if we want to have an increase on our rizq, then we should follow up a Hajj with an Umrah, and an Umrah with a Hajj. A Hajj with an Umrah, and an Umrah with a Hajj. And also, brothers and sisters in Islam, if we want to have an increase on our provisions, if we want to have more children, if we want to have more wealth, if we want to have more sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to make infaq fi sabilillah. We have to spend in the way of Allah. Spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهِ لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا مَا آتَاهَا سَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهَ بَعْدَ يُسْرِي عُسْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whoever has straightened means, not the people who have a lot of wealth, but the person who has straightened means, you only have $3 in your pocket, $2 in your pocket, you have a light bill to pay, you have a telephone bill to pay. Whoever has straightened means, then Allah tells you to also spend. Spend out of that which Allah has provided with you. And Allah does not put a responsibility on a soul except that which He gave it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of that ayah, and He will make after the difficulty ease. So if you have a little bit of money, a little bit of cash, a little bit of wealth, spend from that also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your wealth. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in a hadith Qudsi, يَبْنَ آدَمْ أَنْفِقْ أُنْفِقْ عَلَيْكَ O son of Adam, spend, and I will spend on you. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to spend on you, to increase you in your provision, then spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are for surety, brothers and sisters in Islam, there's not one day that you wake up in the morning except that there's two angels who descend, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ يُصْبِحُ الْعِبَادُ فِيهِ إِلَّا مَلَكَانِ يَنْزِلَانِ فَيَقُولُ أَحَدُهُمَا اللَّهُمَّ أَعْدِي مُنْفِقًا خَلَفًا وَيَقُولُ آخَرُ اللَّهُمَّ أَعْدِي مُمْسِكًا خَلَفًا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there's not one day except every single day when you and I wake up in the morning, except that there are two angels that descend. Two angels descend. And one of them says, making this dua, O Allah, give to the one who gives, and give him in this life and in the next. Give him in this life and in the next. The one who gives, give to him. And the one, O Allah, who doesn't give, who restricts his giving, then give him nothing. Then make him have depletion. Make his bank account bankrupt. This is what the angels say to those people every single day, you and I, when we wake up. So brothers and sisters in Islam, if we want to have an increase on our rizq, if we want more provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want to have more children from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more wealth, then we should do some of those things that we mentioned in this khutbah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who have true taqwa and iman in Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who make istighfar all the time. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us keep the relations of our families among us, the Muslims and the kuffar among us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who put their ultimate dependency and trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability and the wherewithal to make Hajj and follow it up with Umrah.
And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who spend in the way of Allah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.